But here's the thing I wonder. Here's the thing I really, really wonder. Is it only because she got caught? Is it only because ISIS started to lose? I mean, let's be real here. If ISIS, ISIS started to lose, obviously, they're almost completely crushed now. ISIS, I mean, has been almost completely destroyed. Is it only because they started to lose? If ISIS was still around and still strong, would she still be asking to come back? I mean, if this situation was, oh, I know I worked for the enemy. I know that I provided literal aid and comfort to the enemy. I know that I was with them. But, you know, it sucks to lose, so I want to come back. I don't know, man. Like, that's the thing that I'm having a hard time with. Because my initial impression is that yeah, she wants to come back because they lost and it sucks. It sucks to lose a war, right? Yvonne in Milford. Yvonne, hello.
Hey, Rob. I was going to ask you, are you having a problem with it because she's a female?
Well, and you know what? And I think that might be part of it. I think that might be part of it because like I said, I would hang a man for this. I would.
Yes. Yep. So, but I absolutely agree with everybody that's been calling in. If she came back, she should be immediately executed. It's time that we start setting an example for other people that may or may not want to do the same thing.
And you know, that's true. That's true. I mean, if you show that, look, betraying this country, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, if you're a 20-year-old, as far as I'm concerned, you should know better. Like, if this was something where some 15-year-old had gotten some internet friends and gone off and, you know, was basically a kid, maybe we would be able to act otherwise. But no, this is a fully grown adult deliberately betraying the country of her birth. That's a very good point, Yvonne. I mean, like I said, I would execute a man for this, and we don't want to be sexist, right?
Right.
Exactly. We don't want to be sexist. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an equal opportunity executioner in that situation. Yvonne, great call and great point. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Steve from Dewey says, sure, let her back and throw her in jail. Bob from Frederica says, being retired military and having to fight against these people, I say she gets to stay over there and enjoy what she brought to herself. Matt from Illinois says one word, taqiyya. Now, taqiyya is a Islamic concept that permits lying about the extent of or the existence of your faith in certain situations. And taqiyya allows you to lie about your faith without specifically committing a sin. That's the idea of taqiyya in Islam. When we come back, Davis in Ocean View, we're going to talk to him. We're going to get to your texts, your calls at 302-839-1059, talk or text. Do we let Hoda Muthana, the Alabama woman who joined ISIS, do you think we should let her back in the country?
CBS News Update. President Trump said he expected legal challenges to his emergency declaration, and he is getting it, a lawsuit filed by 16 states, including Michigan, where Dana Nessel is attorney general.
This money for this manufactured emergency is going to divert funds that can be utilized for our safety and protection here in the state of Michigan. And furthermore, I think it's an unconstitutional act by the president. I think it violates the separation of powers.
CBS has made